Oliver Callan on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by It's for Women. Discover female health insurance through It's for Women.
Now, there's a massive fight tonight in Madison Square Gardens in New York, as we know. Tempted to, probably to push through and stay up myself. It's going to be on Netflix, where our very own Katie Taylor, who I adore, will take on, as we know, Amanda Serrano in the third part of their epic trilogy. I mean, this is movie stuff. This is Rocky in reality. Katie is 2-0 against the Puerto Rican, and speculation is rife that if she wins, she'll retire from the sport that she has popularized massively worldwide. Online to talk about Katie is Rachel Lally, the Bullet from Bell Mullet and friend of the show. Hello, Rachel.
Hi, Brendan. How are you? Thanks for having me on.
Oh, I'm delighted you could join us. Thanks very much. Everybody in the show is a big fan of yours, Rachel.
Oh, well, yeah, I've had quite the following after the last interviews.
Yeah, no, they were
so telling, delighted, and I'm so happy to be back.
Oh, no, it's great. So you obviously are immersed in this sport, and you're the perfect person to talk about what's going to happen at the weekend with Katie. How significant is she in women's boxing?
Katie is an absolute trailblazer for women's boxing and for female sport.
Am I losing you in? You're coming in and out there.
Made for us. Sorry, can you hear me now?
I can hear you now, yeah.
Yeah, so the path that she's paved for female boxing, you know, if it wasn't for Katie, I would have never stepped into a boxing gym as
many. That's a big statement. That's a big thing to say. Really, Rachel, yeah.
100%. Like, I it was their training camp for London Olympics 2012, and obviously Katie and the whole Olympics team were training. And there was a massive hype around the London Olympics, obviously, because it's so close to home. And it was during that training camp for the Olympics when I started boxing, and I won the year before in 2011.
Yeah.
And I think that really inspired people. There was such a buzz around the sport and the growing inclusivity of having girls included in the sport at a competitive level, you know, not as a participant in the clubs, but really, you know, fighting for titles. And Katie did that for us.
Yeah, exactly. And actually, yeah, sort of taking it to the competitive level, which is very interesting. But what is it about Katie that makes her so great, in your opinion?
I think that Katie is just so humble and dedicated to the sport. And especially when we're talking about professional boxing, an element of show business comes with professional boxing. And we kind of spoke on that a little bit last week with Oliver, that, you know, you have to have the personality as well as the skills inside the ring. And Katie is just so focused on her sport. And like, she's almost, you know, omnipotent, godlike. her influence is just because of her sheer grit. And I think that's so inspiring, and it maintains that like level of dignity in the sport as well, that I just find phenomenal. You know, after, you know, being in the limelight for all these years on the biggest shows in the world, fighting on cards with Mike Tyson, and you still remain true to yourself, I just think that that's amazing.
You know, I saw the news report last night of her in the black tracksuit with the white trimming and coming out, and Serrano was in sort of a dress which looked kind of odd and not sportsmanly. I thought it was a bit of a kind of oxymoron, but the way she spoke, she's steely now, she's so strong, like she's so together, isn't she?
Definitely. I was thinking, I was on up all night watching all of the clips from the promotion. Obviously I'm interested in watching all of the fights, I know all of the boxers and I've followed them, but Katie definitely has the bark to go with the bite of the punches this time, and she's not letting anybody talk her down. And you know, I think they've been kind of Amanda's been kind of asking for privileges that aren't owed to her. She's not the champion, and Katie's standing on business, and I'm so happy to see her still maintaining that high level of dignity and being humble, but also, you know, saying it how it is, just saying the facts. She's 2-0 against her, and you know, the fact is she didn't win and she shouldn't have the champion privileges. So I was really happy to see that bit of sassiness at the press conference.
I thought she came across really impressively, actually, and handled herself really. I mean, imagine the pressure, you know, in that huge arena on Netflix. I mean, it's global, it's massive. To be that steely in that pressure, she's very focused, isn't she?
Absolutely. And you, I don't know, there's just there seems to be a new element of Katie Taylor that we haven't quite seen yet. I don't think that she had a lot of unfair judgments after the last fight, and a win is a win.
Yeah.
A win is a win, and people will always have their preconceptions of who they want to win. The judge's decision is the judge's decision, and yeah, their fights were close, but she won the fight. And you know, that taking that kind of, you know, saying, well, my team, Amanda said, my team said I won, but you didn't, you know, Katie said, well, you didn't, you lost. So I thought she was brilliant last night at the press conference.
It seems to be a new language and coming from the Americas, isn't it? Well, I won. Well, no, technically you didn't. But that's interesting. Yeah, just say what you feel.
Win is a win. But I think the best thing with Katie is that,
go on, have we lost
like
yet?
She took a loss against Chantelle Cameron in Dublin.
Yes.
You know, her homecoming fight, and she lost. And that,
yeah,
in Dubai, I was up all night watching it and I was crying. I thought, oh my God. But, you know, a sport is a sport, you know, like when in boxing, you take the loss, you're sore after it for a few days, and then you get back to business. And
so they
proved that by being on Netflix on the last show. On the second fight with the man,
Rachel, what's your prediction?
Back, so I think,
give me your prediction for tonight.
I think it's going to go toe to toe, but Katie Taylor on points.
Do you think so?
Yeah.
Or will you be glued?
Yeah. I think that it's going to be very close, but I think we're going to see two different styles of fighters. I think they both had to switch up their style a little bit to get that kind of cleaner fight and the cleaner shot. So I still think it's going to be very close, but I'm Team Katie. All the way.
Aren't we all? Aren't we all? And we'll be glued.
Yes.
Rachel Lally, the bullet from Bell Mullet. Thank you for that. And as we said, the fight will be carried live on Netflix in the early hours of tomorrow morning.